Hey, today I'm talking about something that is quietly destroying your timelines faster than Olive from accounting can say, quick question. It's called time blindness. Now, if you're thinking, time what? Is that like when I blink and suddenly it's Friday? Yeah, exactly. That's it. Except worse. Time blindness is the sneaky, brain-scrambling phenomena where you think you have 3 hours left, but the clock says you have exactly 12 minutes. It's when you swear a task will take no more than 10 minutes, and somehow you emerge 2 hours later dehydrated, emotionally damaged, and wondering why you agreed to anything in the first place. So I want to get seriously into time blindness, because it's a real big problem. I know well because I do it frequently, more than I probably should. Everyone around me, you ask. Oh yes, he's the one. Because time blindness isn't procrastination. It isn't laziness. It's your brain straight up lying to you like a teenager who swears they didn't touch the thermostat. And here's the savage truth. Your team that you work with is full of time-blind geniuses who have no idea where their day goes. Your rock star developer lost in a coding vortex since 8 a.m. Your designer, thought the meeting was at 2. Your data analyst blinked twice and missed a whole afternoon. And the project manager, well, we won't even go there. Time blindness doesn't care how smart you are, how motivated you are, or how many planners you have. You're consumed. It strikes everyone at any moment, and usually right before a deadline. So in this episode, I do want to take a look at what time blindness actually is, and not the Wikipedia version, like, oh, wow, that's me version, why the team, your friends, and possibly you are suffering from it, how time blindness is secretly sabotaging productivity, motivation, and maybe even your will to live. And most importantly, how to fight it before the entire project timeline bursts into flames. Because if you've ever thought, how is it already 4 p.m. or why does my team look like they aged 3 years during this time? This episode is your intervention. Stick around. This one might save your deadlines, your sanity, and possibly a few careers. Hey, welcome to Ignoring the Rules, the podcast where outdated leadership advice goes to die and modern project chaos finally makes sense. I'm Wayne Robertson, and it's so good to have you here. So let's get into it. Join the Ignoring the Rules podcast and want to stay up to date on every new episode we get out, make sure you hit the follow button. It's the easiest way to stay connected, get fresh leadership insights, and never miss the strategies that can transform your team and your projects. So go ahead, tap follow, and join as we continue rewriting the rules of modern leadership. Time blindness is that magical skill where 5 minutes feels like 30 seconds. Unless it's a meeting, and then 30 seconds can feel like 5 years. I've been in those. Or you tell somebody, this task will only take an hour, and then suddenly it's Wednesday. That is time blindness, because it doesn't mean you're not late, you're just living in a different time zone. Some people have called it denial standard time. And some people have perfect internal clocks. Others have a $4 watch. They wanted a Carnival, and it stopped working about 2009. Been there, done that. And time blindness also is when you schedule a 30-minute meeting, and it lasts 75 minutes. And still someone says, let's schedule a follow-up. That can burn up your day. And time blindness sometimes makes every project feel like a cooking show. You've got 10 minutes left, 3 missing ingredients, and everything's on fire. Let me tell you about Jason. Jason was one of the brightest software engineers on the team. He could write clean, elegant code faster than anybody else. He was creative, he was thoughtful, and always had a new idea that could improve the architecture. But there was a problem. Jason was always late. Not just to meetings, but with deliverables, sprint deadlines, and even lunch. He'd say things like, "This'll only take me an hour," and somehow 3 hours later, he was still tweaking it. And when we'd nudge him, he'd look surprised and confused and like time had vanished. Now, at first, I'll admit, I got frustrated. I thought he was undisciplined or disorganized, maybe even a little arrogant, thinking deadlines didn't apply to him. But then one day, after a string of missed deadlines, I pulled him aside, not to scold him, but to talk. And he told me he completely changed the way I think about leadership. He said, I honestly don't know how long things take. I think I do, but I lose track of time. It's like my brain is lying to me. And that's when I heard the time blindness for the first time. And so I went home and started researching. I learned that Jason wasn't a lazy, defiant, or careless person. He was struggling with something neurological, a condition that affects how a person perceives and manages time. Here's the thing. If I had kept managing Jason the way I always had, rigid timelines, guilt-tripping about missed check-ins, assuming bad intent, that would have been the end of things. He would have gone. Not just him, I would have been pushing away one of the most talented engineers in the team. And so, had to make some changes. We started breaking down the deadlines into micro milestones and added visual countdowns for meetings and checked in more often, not to micromanage, but to support. And guess what? Jason didn't just improve, he thrived. He hit deadlines, contributed even more creatively, became a role model for new hires who needed structure, not shame. And that is why I want to talk about time blindness, because chances are you or someone on your team is struggling with it. And if we treat it like a character flaw instead of what it really is, we don't just sabotage projects, we sabotage people. Here are some red flags that may indicate time blindness. Chronic lateness, always behind, even when they try their best. Underestimating, or sometimes rarely, overestimating how long tasks take. This is the classic "I thought I had more time" issue. Difficulty switching tasks. They get hyper-focused and lose track of everything else. I know, that's one of my big problems. Missed deadlines, even with reminders. Not because they didn't try, but because they lost track of time entirely. And overbooking themselves, they stack their schedule with too much because they don't realistically calculate the time each task needs. So it's kind of like trying to run a race while wearing fogged up goggles. You really want to perform, but the internal clock is all messed up. Now, let's look at this, how management can mess things up. Because they can scold, they guilt, they push harder. Nothing's going to help. Nothing like that is going to even help. Time blindness isn't fixed with punishment. It's fixed with systems. And you can help by some tools in place. First of all, maybe some time tracking tools. There's a number of them out there, many good ones. Not my job right now to dig into which ones are good and bad. I have my own personal opinions, but doesn't matter. Also, break the projects into micro deadlines. And this is where it gets really tricky, so watch out for this. You want to have short deadlines, but you don't want to micromanage. And that is where I fell into a hole frequently. It's very easy to go to micromanaging. So instead of get it done by Friday, you could say send the outline by noon on Tuesday, and let's look at a draft by Thursday at 3 p.m. So these frequent, smaller goals give structure, and if you blow past those, it's a little easier to recover. Now, this one I'm not so sure about. I've never done myself. People talk about it, and I'm not even sure. Some people have an old school sand timer on their desk. There's Pomodoro clocks. Look it up if you're not sure what it is. There's on-screen countdowns you can use to help refocus your brain as a tangible resource. Also, schedule buffer zones. What I mean by that is that if you think it's going to take an hour, maybe you allocate an hour and a half or 2 hours. You will be surprised how much you need that extra time. And it avoids the making promises that you can't keep. Then there's external accountability, but not in the old way. This is in the new way. Not why are you behind again, but hey, just checking in, do you need help in breaking this down? You want to be supportive to each of your team. So now, if this is hitting a little too close to home, guess what? You might have time blindness too. And like I said, I'm very good at that. I have massive time blindness, been working on it for many years. And it's actually more common than you think. And if you are with ADHD or some of those problems, it's even worse. And if you're in management, you've got to deal with this yourself. It's not career ending, but boy, it's something you need to address, because your team will pick up on this really quick. Here's some things that I've done that can help. One is called time boxing. You block everything, even thinking time, into sections. I'm going to do it for this long and then stop. You can set on your phone a 5-minute prep alert before the meetings, so you never scramble again. And then at the end of the day, ask yourself, do a little test on yourself. Where did my time actually go? Now, you want to rewrite the rules for time awareness, because here's the kicker. Traditional project rules assume everyone has the same relationship with time. And how could that be? We're all individual people. So if we keep pushing, be more disciplined, without understanding the neurocognitive realities of the team, well, we're failing them, and we're also failing ourselves. Great teams don't shame differences. They build systems that support performance regardless of how someone's brain works. And that's what I want to look into. This is so important. And, you know, there's the chronically late, perpetual hopeful crowd, of which I'm, I think, a very prime member. If your team thinks dandelions are just friendly suggestions, you're not managing a project, you're hosting a time travel experiment. And time blindness isn't laziness. It's chaos without structure. So I want to look how to help the team see things clearly. And here's the challenge. Regardless of what position you're in, look at yourself and your team. And really look, is someone struggling not because they're slacking, but because they're wired differently? Start a conversation, build a system, ignore the rule that says everyone should manage time in the same way. All of us are different. And so that's why it's really important to be involved. Now the job is, how do we help others suffering from team blindness? And if you're in management, you can play a key role here. The first thing is to diagnose the problem with precision, because you don't want to give the wrong answer to what you thought was the problem. So you may say things like missed deadlines despite incredible effort, working really hard, chronic ongoing underestimation of task duration, sudden time loss when hours disappear without awareness, or difficulty transitioning between tasks or meetings, and inconsistent productivity patterns. So You may look at recent project deliverables for timing patterns and talk to them in your one-on-ones, and everybody should be having one-on-ones. Walk me through how to track your time during the day, you say, or where do you feel time gets away from you? And always approach it with support. You want to help them. One of the things we talked about a little earlier, which turns out to be really helpful, is breaking down the work into smaller, time-bound pieces, because large, ambiguous tasks amplify time blindness. So fix this by making tasks smaller and more measurable, because you want to convert them into multi-hour tasks and down to 20 to 45-minute work blocks. And use a bunch of micro deadlines. Have part A done by 1:30 p.m., part B by 3 p.m. Now, watch out for this. You have to adjust this based on the person. For some, this is not good. Others, it'll be really helpful. And also, you may want to provide written steps so that the employees don't rely on internal time perception. Just helps them. When you do this, it creates constant milestones and momentum, makes progress visible, and reduces overwhelming things that happen to them. Also, use external time anchors, because time blindness can be managed when time becomes visible and they keep aware of it. One of the big problems is they're not aware of the time passing. And so you can use some electronic timers that sit on your computer, or even some alarms on your phone, calendar blocks where you have coded time blocks. There's all kinds of things out there that you can use. But you want to encourage team members to experiment with tools and report what works best, because you want to integrate timers into team workflows without any stigma. This is something that all of us face. And you can phrase it that way. I've told that to the team. Don't look to me for the answer, because I'm still struggling with this too. You can also create visual workflows and dashboards. Sometimes if they have an abstract timeline, it's hard for them to really get into it. So you can use some tools like dashboards or other things that will show up on your computer to help figure things out. Unfortunately, you're going to have to experiment and play around a little bit to figure this out, because each person is going to be slightly different. Then you want to establish daily routines and predictable schedules. For example, you want reoccurring meetings to make sure same days, same hours. Now, that doesn't mean you can never change them, but try to keep up to that level if you can. And encourage a 10-minute morning routine, like reviewing the tasks for the day. Choose priorities, block the calendar to match. And the end of day, you may have an update task status. Check deadlines, planning for the next day. Don't make it a big deal. Just a real quick check on things. Because this will reduce cognitive load. It teaches the brain to anticipate the flow of the workday. Also, provide some clear expectations. And this is a big, big, big. All of us have worked under situations where there wasn't clear expectations and got in trouble for something we didn't meet because it wasn't clear. Ambiguity causes delays for anyone, but especially for those with time blindness. You want to give deadlines with specific days and times, and not generic things like ASAP or middle of the day or something like that. Now, out of meetings, you may want to write expectations down and confirm them in the meetings. I found this in one of the manuals. Ask employees to restate expectations back to ensure alignment. Sorry, this is not third grade. I'm way against that. Also, you want to implement regular check-ins without micromanaging, and this is the hardest thing in the world. Something I've struggled with for so many years. Because you want to have check-ins to make sure they're okay, but you don't want to say, what are you typing this minute? I've had that. I've had managers ask me, stood over my shoulder watching what I was typing to make sure I was typing the right things as I was putting a spreadsheet together or something. That was deadly for me. But they will benefit from a gentle external structure. For example, if you hold a 5-minute daily stand-up for active projects, or twice weekly one-on-one with each person, and then a weekly review of deliverables, upcoming deadlines, and what did you complete, what roadblocks exist, what time estimates need adjusting, and what support do you need? And that's most important, what support do you need? And that puts you in the same spot with them. We're all in this together. The other one is you may want to help them with time estimation skills. Again, I'm not the best person to do that because I tend to overstate my thrill of getting things done, how fast I can do it. I'm not very good at that. Getting a lot better over the years. I'm much better than I was many years ago, but still, it is a struggle. Most time blindness occurs when they have inaccurate predictions. So you may want to look in the past. How did things go in the previous situation we worked on? Or a range estimation, it'll take 20 to 40 minutes. Or reverse scheduling, start with a due date. And this I found very helpful. And work backwards. How much time do we have? And if you're going into a task that's unfamiliar, then double the time you think you're going to need. Trust me, it'll save you every time. Now, this one, I've seen it done. I've kind of done a little bit, but I'm not real excited about it because it can be a whole big thing that takes all your time away. But you can use spreadsheets or project software and some kind of logs where you put down the estimated time versus actual. So pick what works for you. Also, reduce distractions that accelerate time loss, because external disruptions make time blindness worse. You want quiet work blocks for the entire team, no meeting afternoons, headphone-friendly zones. Make sure they get their headphones on if they're in an office. And minimal push notifications coming to them, which, by the way, includes text messages. You also want to encourage a culture of psychological safety. Team members must feel safe discussing time challenges without any judgment. So what you do is you normalize discussions about workload and timing struggles. What I did was I laid out my experiences, my mistakes, where I went wrong, and what I didn't to help it. I can't say I've conquered it. It's better. And make sure you avoid blame-based language. You want to focus on the solutions and the systems, not about who did what. And this one is a biggie. I've had huge success with this. Provide flexible work options wherever you can, because it can vary by day and energy cycle how much time blindness the person has. So you want to have flexible start or end times and remote work, or partial remote days, or deep focus mornings with meetings in the afternoon, or vice versa, meetings in the morning and deep focus in the afternoon. These things can reduce friction and leverage the employee's natural focus windows. Each person has a different focus. For me, I phase out about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know why. From 2 to 3, I did minimal stuff that was just very easy to do. I knew I was in trouble. After 3 o'clock, I kind of woke up. I wouldn't say wake up, but I came back to life, full of energy, able to go on. Also, if you measure the progress, because, well, here's what can happen. You track the activities and the improvements, and that builds confidence. And if you can track the progress and look it over and say, here's how we're working better together, you'll have fewer missed deadlines, higher consistency in delivery, and this is really important, more accurate time estimation, and also improved communication and around delays, and greater self-reported focus and confidence. And so conduct monthly reviews to adjust tools, workflows, and routines. But be careful here. You may want to do those things one-on-one with each team member, not in a group. That can be ugly. So by implementing this structured approach, managers can help employees with time blindness. And you can also help them regain clarity, confidence, consistency, because it makes time visible. It reduces ambiguity. It builds predictable routines, enhances accountability. It improves project delivery and team morale. It all comes together. Hey, that's it for today's episode of Ignoring the Rules. If you've ever worked with someone struggling with time blindness, or if you've recognized a few of these challenges in yourself, I hope today's strategies will give you a clear, practical roadmap for creating structure, boosting performance, and supporting your team without judgment. And remember, I've said this several times, time blindness is not a character flaw. It's a management opportunity. And I want to say, to a certain extent, everybody has time blindness. And when leaders build systems that make time visible and predictable, teams don't just keep up. They thrive. Hey, thanks for spending part of your day with me. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode packed with some bold and weird ideas, fresh insights, and some real-world strategies that will challenge traditional business thinking, and it'll help you lead with confidence. And if this episode helped you, inspired you, or gave you something new to think about, hey, pass it along to a colleague, manager, or anyone who could benefit, because sharing the podcast is one of the best ways to support the show and help other leaders transform their teams. So until next time, keep ignoring the rules and keep leading boldly.